The Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, in collaboration with the government of Taiwan and the Ministry of Education, is hosting four-week STEM summer camps across the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union, the ECCU. The camps focus on Python programming, artificial intelligence, data analytics, UX design, and multimedia design. Speaking with NBC News, some participants said the program provides valuable information that can help chart the course of their lives, while others said that it offers important knowledge about artificial intelligence.
I chose to come to this program because I personally enjoy computer science, and this is honestly a turning point for me in my life.
So far, well, the program, I feel like it has been very insightful and impactful, as I do computer science in school. So not only did I get to learn a new language, I acquired a new skill, and I realized that I have a knack for programming because I find coding really fun.
I think that the program is a really interesting thing, and I like the topics that we're doing so far and the stuff we get to learn.
The program is just pretty fun. I like it.
The program is good.
Yeah, the program is good.
I like this program because it like teaches us a lot about computers and coding and stuff.
I chose this program because I think coding is a good skill to have, especially because I'm going into the world of work now, and it's something that look really nice on my resume. And because of the world we're entering now with AI, it'll be very good for me. We're learning Python coding, how to make AI chatbots for different companies. You learn how to incorporate what the website to put into the AI chatbots and so on.
Voices of participants in the 2026 STEM ECCU Python Camp. Facilitator of the STEM ECCU Python Camp 2026, Viali Richards, outlined the components of the program.
This program basically has components of programming, software programming, writing, back-end writing for Python programming, and it's AI generated also. And because the world is moving, going through a state of metamorphosis in the area of technology, we think it's fitting for our youths to be empowered with tools like these. The campers, which age ranges from 14 to 18, they are very receptive to this program. They are very interactive, very enthused, matter of fact, by the tools that they were being given and taught to use. And so now we part of creating chatbots, and as this year project entails creating of chatbots, and so they're really doing well. We're actually getting some surprises from the camp. It's basically Python based. That's the skeleton of the programming language used, with the additional add-ons of AI for front-end use.
Facilitator of the program, Viali Richards. Science and Technology Coordinator in the Ministry of Education, Inga Cree, said the program, now in its third cycle in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, aligns with the government's thrust to invest in youth development. Ms. Cree noted that the projects will be developed around identified needs of private and public sector clients across the ECCU.
It exposes students to 21st century skills, namely coding, programming, and augmented with AI. The students get to see a practical application of AI in local companies or regional companies in this case. The students are able to engage with real companies across the region. They have to be able to engage with company representatives, listen to their concern, listen to the challenges the companies are facing. The students go back to the workplace, go through the stage of ideation. How are they going to address this challenge or this problem the company is facing? Come up with, design a proposal, then present this proposal to the company. The company provides feedback based on the presentation, and the students have to be able to take all of these constructive criticism on board and further enhance and develop their proposal. So they learn how to move from an idea to a proposal to a finished product.
Science and Technology Coordinator in the Ministry of Education, Inga Crease. I'm Nerissa Sandy with today's special report.